Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, gas stoves, a truck stop dinner, and a bean club. You'll hear about that coming up right after this.
Now, with tips on how to help women achieve an orgasm, here's Morgan Freeman.
What?
Let me see. Damn.
Tips on how to help women achieve an orgasm with Morgan Freeman has been canceled.
Thank you very kindly.
Thank you very kindly.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And here's Tom.
Just perusing some stuff over here.
Oh, yeah? What's happening on OnlyFans this morning?
I don't even know how to get to the OnlyFans. How do you do that?
Go to OnlyFans.
What's happening?
Just go to I use your computer. Go to favorites.
Here's the thing. They're talking about banning gas stoves in the United States.
I saw that.
I just bought one. So don't do that.
Yeah.
What
There's
the hell?
No way they're going to do this.
It says the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is considering a ban on natural gas stoves.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hey, stop it. So if you've already got one, are they going to make you get a new one?
I don't know. I doubt it. You'd probably be grandfathered in.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
they're just considering it. Maybe it'll only take a minute. Hey, should we do this?
Nah.
Right. Okay. We're no longer considering it.
I'd like a nice gas cooktop.
Do you?
I would love to have one. I wish I had one.
You prefer that to the electric?
Yes.
Interesting. Oh, yeah.
I like open flame.
Well, you can...
Oh,
control the
heat. Burners off.
Oh, that's the best.
Don't listen to him,
Christy. That's a really good point. Actually, you can. Yeah. It is better at controlling the heat.
Right.
Yeah.
It's easier to adjust. There's a visual component that you can look at it that you can't get with the electric.
I just get a little nervous.
You could do magic tricks with Pam where you light it and go.
Stuff. Sure. That's it. Yeah. So that's why he loves the.
You're
gas,
a firebug.
Yeah. Sorry. I remember that story we had yesterday about the accused arsonists that inadvertently set themselves on fire?
Yes.
What are they doing?
Boy, that's poetic justice.
Irony right there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What kind of evidence do you have? Well, he's all bandaged up. Looks like the mummy. I'm sorry. Christy, what have you got over there?
Apparently not everyone is looking for love as we approach Valentine's Day. A new study has found that people see several benefits to being single. Researchers found the three most highly rated reasons were... you want to guess, Josh?
Not getting into an argument about where you're going to go eat.
Yeah.
Well, that's not on
that
the list, but okay.
One. It's not?
Oh. No, it's not number one. What do you think number one is?
Doing whatever you want, whenever you want.
More time for myself.
More money.
Focus on my goals.
More money, more problems.
No one dictates my actions, which would be Josh's thing.
Hey, Willie.
Yeah.
Use dictate as in a sentence. Just kidding. Okay.
I can't do that way. Yeah,
hey,
that's
how's
bad.
My
what is dictate like?
Thank you for saying it.
Stop being in charge.
You know what? I think this is a very monumental one. We finally got that on the air.
I didn't know that
very
was allowed.
I didn't either.
It's not, but I'm already in there. When you're in trouble, why not just burn the whole place down, huh?
The other seven factors.
Fridge my ass. The whole building.
I'm sorry. Christy was talking. I'm sorry.
Benefits of being single.
Right.
Yeah.
Tom, yours is kind of on here. Better control of what I eat.
I've got a question. What about the screaming and the crying at your dog?
Tension and fights.
Okay.
No getting hurt.
No. I'm not talking about...
It doesn't say anything about dogs. Freedom to flirt around.
Flirt around, huh?
You save resources because you only have to pay for one person, I guess.
You must be really funny.
And it says not do things I dislike.
That's going to be number one for you, Chick.
What? You really think that gets on my nerves if someone does something I don't like?
Hey, today we're going to the opera. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Hey, well, but
hey,
that
Chick,
dude.
I made special arrangements. We're going to go pick apples.
Am I the only guy that likes apple picking?
Tom,
I like it too.
I understand why you would say that.
But you, of all people.
But you have no idea what you're talking about. You reach a point and you reach a person and, you go apple picking.
He does.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
Do all those things.
Of course
you
do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
told what to do every day.
Bye-bye, got him.
And then something stupid happens. 4 and 6 a.m.
You start to look forward to it, and then you become part of an apple-picking fantasy league. And the next thing you know, you're saying, honey, when are we going apple-picking again? Yeah.
Josh, your favorite thing about being single?
The freedom, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No one monitoring your computer, that kind of thing.
Oh, I don't care about that, honestly.
Pizza. You never hear the phrase pizza again?
Man.
Oh, jeez. For those of you who are not single.
If we were to give Tom a pad and a paper and go, hey, draw Josh's kitchen. Wouldn't you love to see what
brick oven just
stacks and pizza, stacks of pizza boxes.
And pizza boxes.
Pizza,
oven,
pizza yeah. boxes.
The yeah. refrigerator is just cotton candy.
My cat half dough. Eaten.
Whoa.
Well, you did name it gravy.
Yeah, your sister's named Biscuit.
Isn't that cute? Isn't that something?
Excuse me, could we move on?
For those of you who are not single and are looking for time alone.
I hit another thing. I hate people who are happy in relationships. That's what I hate.
What's the question? What dictator? What is it again?
No. For those of you who are in a relationship and are looking for some time alone at your home, what place, where do you go?
I think a lot of guys would say the John.
That's right. Nearly half of Americans, Josh, hide in the bathroom when they need time to themselves. According to the poll, 51% of respondents said they seek refuge in the bathroom.
I'm going to go do a little paperwork.
Even if they don't have to go.
That's funny,
there's
right?
There's good acoustics.
Isn't that good? Funny.
Parents with children living at home were 3 times as likely as single respondents to hide out in the bathroom. Well, of course, if you're single, who are you hiding from? It makes no sense. Now, do you close your door when you are home by yourself?
No. Yeah.
Take the phone in?
Now, you know what? I've gotten better about that. I don't usually now because I was spending far more. I'm spending more time in there than I needed to. Like, I could be reading this article somewhere else.
The average respondent reported needing between 4 and 5 hours of private time per day to feel their best. I agree with that.
That's a lot.
I like that. I like it.
Yeah, I bet, man, I bet for most married people with families,
they don't get that.
That does seem like a lot.
Yeah.
How about at work?
What do you mean?
Yeah, people go into work.
Do people go into work? I mean, do they go into the bathroom at work to have private time?
Probably.
I'm only going to tell you people this one time, and you can take it for what you want. But here's the problem with the world and people. Are you ready?
Yep. Yeah.
Girls with straight hair want curly hair. And girls with curly hair went straight
ahead. He's not wrong.
That's always the problem with people.
You always want what you can't have.
That's exactly right.
And once
right.
you have it, you don't want it.
The grass is always
greener. Is going to the bathroom at work.
Because I think it has more to do with being single or
4 to 5 hours alone. I love that. Now, if you're alone, well, I'd like to be with somebody. Well, if you're with somebody, I want my own
being time. Single does have its... I mean, this past Christmas, I got to see the family every other day. But Christmas, they were all with their... You know,
I was a little lonely.
Well, I was in a hotel watching a Hallmark movie with my truck stop dinner. And I told my brother John, I sent him a picture of my truck. I went to a truck stop. It was one of the only places open. Got food, took it back to the hotel, and I sent my brothers a picture, and both of them went, that sounds pretty good. Dinner alone in a hotel room.
Yeah, so you're saying it goes both ways. Yeah. Yeah.
Who needs love when you have a turkey wrap and a Dr. Pepper, baby?
You don't realize what you got until it's gone. They paved paradise, Tom, and put up
a parking lot.
They should write a song about that, man.
That sounds cool.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
to go back to your point, Josh, you ever get caught up? You sit down, you've got your phone in there.
Yeah.
And you start reading something.
Yeah.
And you just sit there and keep reading.
Yes.
Yeah. Or doing a crossword. Yeah. I'm not getting up till I finish this thing.
How long before your legs fall asleep?
Oh.
I have no ass, so it's like 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And that, does not...
ever happen to you?
No. My legs don't fall asleep.
Mine don't fall asleep either. And I don't have any ass either.
Oh, man. I must be doing something wrong.
You must have a circulation problem or something.
I think I do.
Are you totally,
maybe it's your toilet seat. Maybe it's uncomfortable.
Are you totally sitting or are you hovering?
I don't have a toilet seat. I just sit right there. On
you hovering?
Maybe you need...
Oh, it's just ceramic to ass?
Or ass to ceramic.
Did you ever fire up the dubage while in a toilet?
Yeah, 100%. It's the best.
Really?
Yeah, right before the shower. You smoke that, you drop that, then you get in the shower. Bingo. Don't smell bad. It's the greatest thing in the world.
You got a beer in the shower?
Beer in the I love a shower beer. I got a gift. I got a shower beer. It's like a thing you stick it to the wall and it holds your shower beer for you.
Like a cup holder? Like a beer can holder?
I'm so grateful for it, but I feel like such a loser. Okay. The people in my life know that I'm drinking so much in the shower.
Look, I know you're treating this like a joke, but get into a program. you need some kind of
shower beer right there on the list. Yeah.
I heard about those at the meetings.
Who have you been talking to?
I'm kidding.
Time for Ace to redeem himself, okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Really? Bruise that sexy man with the deep voice. Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
I was out driving with the little woman yesterday.
Oh,
and she said, "You missed a right." I said, "Oh, you missed a right."
I love that.
Let's not explore it too much.
No.
Enjoy it.
Okay.
Patois, I suppose.
What are you laughing at?
That was funny.
Well, that's a word. It's wordplay, chick.
Yeah.
There's nothing funnier than puns and wordplay. Boy, oh boy. Hold me down for that.
Okay. Let's get back to the news desk with Christy Lee. What have we missed over there?
Authorities in Oklahoma arrested a so-called porch pirate who was wearing women's underwear as a mask during alleged robberies.
Have you seen this guy? Did you look this up?
I did not look it up.
What an idiot.
Are they at least pretty?
He's wearing a red thong.
So you can see his whole face.
It's not helping at all.
The Tulsa Police Department said they received surveillance images of the man that street crimes officers recognized as a suspect from previous porch pirate cases. Mm. After locating him at his home, officers obtained a search warrant and took him into custody. In the social media post about the arrest, the Tulsa Police Department included the hashtag, "Panties are not a mask."
So he's like that Batman villain. You don't remember Hane? I was born in the underwear.
Hane. I like that.
I was born.
No, they're just like skimpy panties, like a thong.
Huh. Really? So
it's very.
Don't we have a rule that you don't say panties on the air anymore? Okay. Isn't that a rule?
I mean, if you're gonna cover your face, I would think you'd go with like granny panties.
Something that's going to really cover the face.
In his defense, at least he has the thong part in the back. So he's got the bigger part in the front. But
the crotch area?
Yes.
No, the crotch area. Maybe he just likes
Or is that
smell.
The back area?
The thong?
The thong would be thinner in the back. The thong is in the back. This is part goes in your...
Turned around.
Ass crack.
In your crack.
You smell like booty.
That's where all the flavor is.
Breathe in the booty.
You said it like a grandmother encouraging her kids to eat the crusts.
That's right. That's where all your nutrients are.
They got the crust, huh?
Oh, right.
If they're crusty panties, yikes.
You know what's funny is they're baggy also. They're not tight around his head.
No.
They're just sort of loose.
I will say, as a woman, it does match his shirt.
That really? Sure does, yeah.
Yes. So will the pink eye he's going to get from the E. coli and the...
They're probably clean. Why would he wear dirty ones?
Why would you wear clean?
It's probably part of the thrill.
Opinions vary.
It's probably part of the thrill. He probably stole those panties.
Oh, maybe that's just all he had available.
Boy, that is a thrill, isn't it? When you're over at some woman's house and you reach into her hamper and you...
Yeah.
Oh! Sorry.
At some woman's house.
What's your rule when you're at the laundromat, Josh?
Free. It's a free-for-all.
Okay.
It's finders keepers.
Okay, you go in that dryer, and if they're in there, you take them off.
That's right.
Tuck them in your coat pocket like a nice handkerchief.
The rule is, these are mine now. Like a nice handkerchief.
Oh,
Oh, is that a new pocket square? No. Some strange lady's panties.
Is that an ascot? No. These are panties from the laundromat.
A man in Louisville, Kentucky has gone viral after creating a so-called Bean Club meetup on Reddit.
Really?
In late December, a Redditor who goes by the name DeliciousDog6109.
If anybody came up to me and, yeah, I'm a Redditor. How quickly would I either kick them in the shins or just run away?
I like that you chose shin. That's very nice.
There's some quality Redditors out there.
I doubt
helping the world move forward.
Ruining.
Yes.
Do you ever get your porn on Reddit there, Josh?
No, I no.
You have porn on Reddit?
Yeah, you bet. There's a subreddit called like r/NSFW, and that's got cool stuff. There's a boob drop subreddit. There's a lot of cool stuff you can find on there.
I don't trust this.
Tom,
room, whatever it is.
Will you talk to your son?
He's got tears in the show.
To inform that there's millions of good Americans that love a good drop.
It's got
to
be. China is behind it. I'm sure. It's got red right in it.
Yeah, you're right.
They're trying to tell us.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. So this so-called Redditor created the Bean Club of Louisville.
Yes, he made a post in Louisville that read, quote, is anyone interested in meeting up at the walking bridge and eating some beans with me?
No, we're not, you fart freak.
Bean Club meets at 7 p.m. I'll try and bring enough beans to share.
Oh, Bean Club.
Bean there or Bean Square.
Oh.
I was in. At least he got a sense of humor.
That's funnier than any Ace Cosby joke. What are you talking about?
What about Ready, Set, Goya? Do you like that chick?
Goya. That's a brand of beans.
Yes, they're very good.
The man who only identified himself as Adam arrived with several cans of beans, and while only one other person showed up.
Yeah, some hobo.
Interest he garnered online inspired him to keep Bean Club alive.
You want to cook those up?
Bean Club!
All right.
Bean Club. I'm not doing that.
Yo, aren't you?
No, I can't talk and push a button at the same time. What do you think I'm... I'm multitasking.
Do you think you could talk and do that for real at the same time?
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like I'd have to concentrate a little more.
I don't think so. Well, there are some times when you just have to.
We do.
What?
After a follow-up post.
I don't know who's doing that, but when I find out, I'm going to congratulate them. They're
after
geniuses.
A follow-up post gained even more traction, he scheduled a second Bean Club meetup, adding that any leftovers would be donated to a food bank.
So the first Bean Club, there's two guys.
Yeah, he and one other person. According to
a food bank, beans. So homeless people walk in and go, oh, something different tonight. Oh, beans? I've had those my whole life. Can I get a steak?
What are you more apt to meet up for? Beans or a jackathon? Which?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.